From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect every weekday afternoon. Connecting in the community, whether that's on a citywide basis, countywide, statewide, nationwide, or, of course, worldwide. And part of that worldwide is going to be next week. Now, all this month, we're featuring a Lighthouse Christian Radio in Belize. And it almost felt like the hand of providence as we were setting up the featured ministry for the month. I reached out to Clive Welsh, who oversees the radio station there. And lo and behold, Clive's coming to Albuquerque next week for something else. And we were going to do an interview over the phone. He's going to be in studio with us next week to let you know more about the ministry at Lighthouse Christian Radio in Belize. So make sure you're tuned in all next week, every day, 1 o'clock, an opportunity to connect, like I said, locally or around the globe. And today's show actually is going to be local connection. And we'll talk a little bit about statewide, some of the activities going on as well. But there's an opportunity for you to be part of what the body of Christ is doing to reach out to this community. And a lot of the content today will be talking about the Jesus Gathering. That'll be happening at Balloon Fiesta Park. It's actually Prayer at the Heart of Bernalillo County and the Jesus Gathering. It's a three-day event, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, August 25th through the 27th. And welcoming into studio, Mark Tross is here. He's the state coordinator for Prayer at the Heart and the Bernalillo County coordinator for Prayer at the Heart. I should say coordinators, Aaron and Camille Romero, all in studio. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having us today. It's exciting to be here.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much for having us.
You bet, Camille.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
I want to make sure you... I became aware of this a couple weeks ago. Rick Kwans and I spent a little time on the phone talking about that, about this, and Rick's involved with the event, but I'll let you, Mark, kind of articulate what we can expect these 3 days, and then we'll come back and talk about, you know, how it came together and why it's so important. But what's going to be happening these 3 days at Balloon Fiesta Park?
Wow, what's going to be happening these 3 days is just what you said. The Jesus people are going to come together. God's going to have his way. We're going to seek his face. We're going to worship him. Remember, Jesus says, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. And that's what we want to happen in Bernalillo County. We're doing events in every county in the state of New Mexico. And this is a national prayer event that's happening all around America. But I would pass this along to Aaron and Camille, because they are literally taking on Bernalillo County. And as you know, because you guys just did Balloon Fiesta Park,
yeah,
this is no small task to take on for one day, let alone August 25th through 27th. So they have it all lined out. They know exactly what's happening. Aaron and Camille, let it rip.
Well, thank you guys so much again for having us here. And I just want to start off by saying God is good all the time.
Amen.
You know, without him, we would be nothing. And he is really the promoter for this. We had a simple yes in our hearts. And the vision for this is to see the body unite for New Mexico and just to come together for an orchestra of prayer and worship in New Mexico in unity. And I just had a scripture here that I was reading, and it's going to be in... It's going to be in 1 Corinthians 12, and it says, just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all its many parts from one body, so it is with Christ, for we were all baptized by one Spirit, so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many. And it is for us, the vision that God put out. he said, I want to see my body come together in New Mexico for strongholds to be torn down, for people to be saved and set free. And our vision for that was God's vision. His will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. And so, lo and behold, you know, we talked to Susan Rice at Balloon Fiesta Park. She said she was booked out all year.
Yeah.
She said, I don't know if I have anything.
No, when was that?
So this was going to be in February.
I have a feeling this is a God story,
this
right?
This is going to be a God story.
Yeah, parting the waters.
Yeah, we're gonna show his glory. So we go. My wife's like, you know, we need to have it on August 26th. And I disagreed with her. And I said, this is going to be, you know, the middle of summer. It's going to be hot. She said, pray about it. I prayed about it. We met with Susan. In a nutshell, she said, I'm booked all year. I have one day available. And I started feeling a whole lot of spirit. And I said, if she comes and says August 26th is available, I'm going to come out of my skin. So she comes, she sits down, and she says, I have August 26th available. And I said, thank you, Jesus. We'll take it. Well, lo and behold, you know, it started to grow immensely, rapidly. God's moving at an expedited rate these days. And he said, you know, we need it more. We need 3 days. So again, God's hand moved. Events canceled Friday. A woman on Sunday actually heard what was going on, said she was going to give us that day to open up the weekend. So in that being said is we really just want to see Bernalillo County come together for prayer and worship for the state of New Mexico, especially with the agendas that are being pushed here in the state, the satanic churches that are trying to be planted. I just feel like as a body, we stand strong. And so that's really the vision that God gave us, and his hand is in it and moving.
All right. Now, Camille, you're quiet over there, but I have a feeling you're a big part of what's happening with this event.
Yeah.
How did the Lord lead you in getting involved?
Well, Mark, kind of, I reached out to him after our first prayer at the Heart in Corona, New Mexico, which was praying for the Heart of New Mexico. And as we moved into every county this upcoming year, I told Mark, I'd love to know how we could help. And he's like, well, why don't you take Bernalillo County? I was like, all right.
So there was no one had stepped up to Bernalillo County, Mark.
Well, this is very fluid. It's very fresh. It's very new. It's Prayer at the Heart has only been around for 2 years.
Okay.
Started 2 years ago. Doug Small, who is from North Carolina, and he is with Project Pray, but he's been involved with the prayer movement all around the world, had this vision for years. And he told us in an interview that had it not been for COVID, this probably would have never happened. And of course, as we know, the whole world was shaken, I believe especially the church world, during the COVID event. But they went forward, Billy Graham Association, the so many ministries from around the world got together. And that's how the Koreans got involved, because of the Billy Graham Association. And they decided, we're going to go to the very heart of America, which happened to be Lebanon, Kansas. If you've ever seen the... Bruce, can't think of his last name, rock and roller.
Springsteen,
yeah,
the boss.
Bruce Springsteen.
You're from New Jersey, Mark.
I am from New Jersey. I've never been in a studio. Must be my nerves. Anyway, he did a Jeep commercial from there. There's a little chapel in the middle, the very center of America. And so 3,000 people came from all northeast, west, south. And the whole idea was to bring all of the body of Christ, as Aaron just said, the Ephesians 4 models, every member does their part, and we come into the fullness of God.
Yeah.
Well, so all of these American intercessors came, 3,000 people attended in July 2021. But it was streamed live, and since then, 12.5 million people have seen the stream. So we knew that there was something going on. Of course, being here at a Calvary station, we know that the Jesus Revolution came out.
Yeah.
It's now on Netflix. This is a time and season. This is an open heaven with Asbury breaking out in Kentucky. God is moving, not just here in America, but all around the world. So I believe the timing was such. But 2 years ago when they did that event, they had asked the question, what if we did this, prayed at the heart of each state, and then the following year went to the heart of each county? and then the following year went to the heart of each city. How much networking within the body of Christ to meet really not only just the known people, but the unknown people to function, to connect so that the kingdom can be moved forward in each city, in each county, in each state, in this nation, and then hopefully go to the rest of the world. So last year, as Camille said, we did Corona, New Mexico, which was the closest we could get to the center of the state.
Now, is that Eunice around that area, kind of? Vaughn?
Willard, and
testing my geography here.
Mountain Air actually is the geographic center.
Okay.
But there is a ranch down more towards Corona that is the 7-Up 7-Down Ranch, which is actually the geometric center. But this was a nice location with a lake and a park setting, and they do a Corona event. It's actually the original area where the Roswell event took place.
Ah. Okay.
Many people just know Roswell, but the actual
that's been in the headlines recently.
Yeah, and it will continue to be. But anyway, so Aaron and Camille were there, along with 300 other people within and from around the state
now,
of
what
New
was
Mexico.
What was the date of that?
July 25th last year.
Oh, okay. All right. A cooler summer.
Yes.
Yeah, and quite honestly, since then, we have had more rain than we've had in previous years. Our rivers are higher, our lakes are higher.
Yeah.
And I believe that's the natural manifestation of God blessing to cleanse and heal the land.
Amen.
And now we're in every county. We've done everywhere from Doña Ana County to Lincoln County, Valencia County, San Miguel County, Sandoval, where I live, we did. I'm trying to think.
Lee?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. But we are going September. We're booked straight through September and October. We're looking towards November for other counties to come forward. And we're trying to get involved the 23 tribal nations, the original, not only the Pueblo people, the original indigenous people of the land, but also the 23 tribal nations, many of them reservations here in the state of New Mexico. So it's a huge undertaking, but it is happening nationally. It's overseen by Larry Lane, who is with the folks that did the transformation DVDs, and just so many good people behind this and praying into this. And God is what we call knitting and netting the body of Christ together, which is John 17, Jesus' John 17 prayer. And so we've had individuals, just as a quick sideline with Aaron and Camille, Mark Size, who has a radio station up in Las Vegas, attended, and he said, how did anybody get 300 people together in the middle of nowhere in Corona? And so he said, well, obviously this is God, and he was the one who hosted the Prayer at the Heart in San Miguel. So people are seeing, they are coming to experientially know. The gifts are coming forward. It's not just about the fivefold ministry. It's about the 1 Corinthians 12, Romans 12, all the gifts, all the talents, all the abilities in the body of Christ to function together as one with Jesus as the head. And as we talked about, and I want these guys to get to the Jesus gathering, because last year right here in Albuquerque, we had the Jesus gathering people here for 3 days. That was the first I met them, first I heard about them, but they are very much a part of the original Calvary Jesus movement. And so it's exciting that God is bringing people. You mentioned you were in Indiana years ago.
Yeah.
We have a gentleman coming here. I just spoke to him yesterday. He'll be at an event down in Las Cruces, but he's going to be down in Capitan with one of Grover Dobbins' friends that we know from ChristianBody.net. So God is bringing people in, but he's also raising people up from within. And this is a network that God is building. Remember, Jesus said, I'll build my church. It's not Prayer at the Heart building the church. It's not Jesus gathering. It's not just Calvary or Sagebrush or whatever other churches are out there. It is Jesus building the church, and we're all living stones.
I love that. And I have to tell you, as you're talking about it, it's kind of resonating with some, you know, really how maybe more in the last 5 years, I've, you know, and it's partly because I'm getting older, you know, I'm getting more gray. And I don't know, Mark, maybe
nobody's getting any younger.
Maybe you can testify. I know as I've gotten older, I've just gotten, I mean, almost daily where it's just, come, Jesus, come. But his grace and mercy, he's you know, he's waiting, and he knows the appointed time. Mm-hmm. But Although I feel that way, although I'm like, yeah, I'm done, man. I'm ready. But I think it's the Spirit that speaks that says, yeah, okay, I'm coming. Jesus is coming. But there's work to be done in the meantime. And I think this is part of that work, that he's put us here, to pray for, our, county, for our city, for our nation. And it's a great opportunity, looking forward. And you mentioned, the reservation, I got to get you connected with Across Nations, Chuck Harper, if you're not already.
Yes, I know Chuck well.
Okay.
Yes.
Because, it just seems like a natural fit to reach out.
Well, can I give a testimony about Chuck and Across Nations? Because we were just out there a couple of months ago, and I've known Chuck for years. Great guy, great ministry. My ancestors actually worked in New Jersey with the Presbyterian Church and the Native Americans with David Brainerd, who was the first missionary to the Native Americans. Chuck, of course, is based out as a Presbyterian ministry originally, but they are working with all the tribes.
Yeah.
But they were talking with the Hopi Nation in regards to radio.
Right.
And they literally, the Hopi Nation, the tribal leaders, are giving them a radio station, giving them a tower to give the gospel to the Hopi Nation that they don't even want written in their own language, but Chuck and his team out there will be broadcasting with the permission of the tribal people who don't even believe that Jesus is who he says he is, but they are going to be preaching the gospel on all of the Hopi Nation in their own language. This is an open heaven. This is a gift from God that the gospel is going to all nations,
amen,
all peoples, all tribes, and all tongues.
Amen.
That's what's happening in our day and age.
Well, it's clear to see the hand of providence working there with the Cross Nations in Arizona and right here in Albuquerque. And as you mentioned, Mark, we're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, we're going to find out more about the Jesus Gathering and see what kind of information the Romeros in studio here can bring us up to speed on, and make sure we all get this date on our calendar, because it's a date that in your story, when we were talking, Aaron, about getting it scheduled, clearly God had a date on the calendar. But we'll get back and talk more about not only the Jesus Gathering, but more about prayer at the heart of Bernalillo County and how you can be a part of what's happening in this movement after the break on ABQ Connect. Hey, welcome back into ABQ Connect. We're in the midst of a conversation with Mark Tross, the state coordinator with Prayer at the Heart, and Aaron and Camille Romero, the coordinators for Bernalillo County. We're talking about an event coming to Balloon Fiesta Park, a free event that the Body of Christ is invited to come out and spend time August 25th through the 27th. And more specifically, I'll just give these times real quick. On Friday the 25th, the event will be from 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. On Saturday the 26th, 10 a.m., it gets underway, and it ends when God says it ends. I love that. And Sunday the 27th, 9 a.m. until God says it's done for the night. Camille, let me bring you into this. Mark had mentioned the Jesus Gathering and how you can kind of bring us up to speed on what's happening there. And what do you kind of foresee happening that weekend at Balloon Fiesta Park with the Jesus Gathering? From what you've...
So we, Aaron and I, witnessed our first Jesus Gathering at Rick Kwanza's house. They came last year in August, and it was such an organic experience. You know, it was beautiful to see the body of Christ come together in that form. It was more like we were a huge family. It was like the closest thing I could witness here on earth that how I would imagine we would be together in heaven. And so there was just a lot of building each other up and spontaneous worship. And there was even a point in time that we got to just dance together and take turns singing, and it was beautiful. Like, it was an experience like no other. And since then, we have gone to San Diego for another Jesus Gathering out there, and they're just all different. Every single one is different because it's more of a spirit-led event.
You know, one of the things that keeps coming up here too in the conversation is the body of Christ, the body of Christ. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this radio station is on the campus at Calvary Church. It's not a Calvary event. You attend where you attend. It's not an event where you attend. Whether you're at, I'm not even going to rattle off the churches anymore. If you are part of the body of Christ, if you believe the gospel of Jesus Christ, which Paul said in 1 Corinthians, right? I delivered to you as of first importance, that which I also received. Because there's going to be Christians out there that disagree on a lot of things. But we do agree on the importance, the gospel being primary, the gospel being first. And if we can agree on the gospel of Jesus Christ, then we're amongst family. Mm-hmm. And it's time I've mentioned several times hearing from my pastor, saying, hey, the groups out there that are doing all these things contrary to what our beliefs are with our morals, they're not shy. They're fine to be out there tooting their horn. It's time they heard us. And that's not so much what this event is about, but believe me, people are going to notice when the body of Christ comes together, gets on their knees, and we beseech the Lord to make changes and bring revival to our community. Amen. All right, I brought you in to talk about.
No,
this.
That's okay. No, you're hitting the nail on the head. And again, it's not about our church or your church or their church or his church. It's about God's church.
Yeah.
You know, and that's really the vision of Prayer at the Heart Jesus Gathering. And like Camille was saying, it's time for us to decrease ourselves and increase God and let him start to grace and visit the pulpits again. Time to let him come down into New Mexico and hear what he has to say. And that's really what this focus is about, to just come before God in humility and get down on our knees in prayer and worship and hear what he has to say for the state of New Mexico and what his plans are.
Yes, and we won't be having like a stage. This is going to be a lot different. So we have like 100-by-60-foot tent that we are setting up, and we are inviting people to bring out their own chairs, canopies, if they would like, blankets. People are allowed to bring sack lunches if they would like, but bags will be checked upon arrival because we're not allowing you.
And so the reason she's touching base on this is, I'm sorry, I didn't mean. So the reason she's touching base on this is because this event is thousands of people registered to go. So we just wanted to let people know that, yes, we did get a very, very, the largest tent they had. It seats or covers or houses about 2,500 to 3,000 people. But as far as we know, there's going to be a significant amount of people, more than that.
Surely. Well, now let's talk about that because we've got just a few minutes left. There's a lot of people registered for the event. How do you go about that?
So you can go to christianbody.tv. And this event is free, completely free. Free registration, free parking, free admission. We are not charging for anything. There will be a meal provided Friday night as well. So we just invite everybody to come out. We are gathering more in the sense of how Jesus gathered. So we will be in a circle, eye level with one another. And this is not as much about setting the stage for different people to speak or to be churches, you would say, or denomination or anything will be uplifted that day. So only Christ, only Jesus. So this is a gathering for Jesus. On the flyer, it says all because of, all about, and all for Jesus. So that really is what this is about, is him.
Okay, well, let me kind of paint the picture if you haven't got online yet, okay? The website that we mentioned to register for this event, and again, it's Prayer at the Heart of Bernalillo County and the Jesus Gathering, Friday, August 25th through Sunday the 27th. And if you go to christianbody.tv, christianbody.tv, on the top of the page, you'll see three blocks, one to donate, where you can watch programs, and then register for events and updates. That's where you register for the event. So if someone does not register for the event and they show up to get in,
so that's not a problem. We're okay. going to have registration on site. The registration is indeed important, but at the same time, not so much. I mean, they don't have to be registered to show up, but as they come in, if you know, we'd like to try to get them registered. Their information's not going to be solicited by any means. It's just to register. Mark, if you want to touch base on that a little
bit. Yeah, the main thing, again, on the christianbody.net or christianbody.tv website is to knit and net the body of Christ together. If we show up, if we get together and we have a happy handshake, kumbaya moment, and then go our way, and we don't know how to get in touch with you.
Right.
And the main thing is that website, christianbody.tv, will give you all of the Prayer at the Heart events that will be happening throughout the state of New Mexico, every county this year, tribal nation, and then next year, the cities. So if you want to be the body of Christ, if you want to function as the body of Christ, if you want to do your part to come into the fullness of God, this, the Balloon Fiesta Park, which is one of the largest events in all of the world, and we want to show the gospel. We want to show the kingdom. We want to demonstrate the gifts, the talents, and abilities, and let God have his way with his people in this community. That is the key to coming together as one. Again, this is fulfilling Jesus' John 17 prayer. That's what we're here for. And as I said, if you love the Jesus Revolution movie, let's make it happen here in Albuquerque.
Oh, we'd love to see that happen.
Yes.
Now, we've been visiting with Mark Tross, the state coordinator for Prayer at the Heart, Aaron and Camille Romero, the coordinators for Bernalillo County. The website, again, is christianbody.tv. And in case I didn't say it enough, I don't think I really did, to be honest with you, this is a free event. Okay? The price has been paid. It's free to attend, and we would encourage you to go register at christianbody.tv. Very good. Well, you guys, we appreciate you so much coming in. As I typically do, I want to kind of throw it back to you, because often we'll get out. Oh, I forgot. Is there anything we haven't covered that we really need to before we move on? CareNet Pregnancy Center is going to be coming in here in just a minute. But I wanted to give you that opportunity.
I did want to share that this will also be bilingual. So,
very good.
Yes. So anyone that speaks Spanish, please come out. We do have Spanish flyers as well, and we will be breaking into small groups at a point to pray. So there will be bilingual leaders to do that as well, and interpretation through the whole thing.
All right. Well, that being said, we'll put a bow on it. Thank you for your time, and looking forward to see the continued work of the hand of providence right here in New Mexico. And you know what? We're talking about prayer. Mark, would you close us in prayer?
Yes, Father, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for your leadership, your guidance. We thank you that the gift and call is irrevocable on your people. Lord, we want to be the salt and the light of this community. So, Father, we ask that you infuse us with your Holy Spirit, anoint and power, and enable us all to go do and be all that you've called us to, with every gift, talent, and ability coming forward. According to your John 17 prayer, may we be one in the Spirit, one in the Lord, because there's only one church, one faith, one baptism, and that is in the person of Jesus Christ.
Yes, thank you.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Thanks, you guys, for coming in. All right. Stay with us. Coming up after the break, we'll catch up with CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, ready to go walking this weekend, celebrating 40 years of saving lives in New Mexico. That's coming up next on ABQ Connect.